This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
Whoops. Melanie, I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry.
And Melanie.
And Melanie. Ian is, we're working to get Will Coley moved into the new mosque that he's opening up. And so we'll not be on the show this evening. But you can still call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. And one guy who has been on the mind of Americans for, some years now, is Farmer Bro. What's this guy into now, Melanie?
So he posted on Facebook that he wanted a strand of Hillary Clinton's hair.
Uh-huh.
And so the judge revoked his bond.
What was his bond for?
He was charged with assault. I think it made it sound like it was on the same case. So they're charging him with assault for this.
Okay.
He had a $5 million bond. He bonded out because he's in pharmaceuticals. And a day after he apologized for doing it, probably at the suggestion of his lawyer, the judge revoked his bond, saying that the Facebook post proved that he was a danger to the public.
So, what did he say in this Facebook post?
So, they have the post right here. He posted, "The Clinton Foundation is willing to kill," all caps, "to protect its secrets. So, on HRC's book tour, try to grab a hair from her. I must confirm the sequences I have. We'll pay $5,000 per hair obtained from Hillary Clinton. Payment after the sequences match. Good luck, patrollers."
All right. What, I mean, you know, you could pick up a strand of hair just falling off. What, it's weird. What is he going to sequence exactly?
Well, and I'm sure this is a joke because I don't know how he would otherwise have Hillary Clinton's DNA to match to the hair.
Uh-huh.
So presumably he's going to sequence her DNA for what purpose? I don't know what value that would possibly serve to anyone other than Hillary Clinton.
We could find out that she's finally one of those shape-shifting lizard aliens, or not, I suppose.
Well, I guess you would have to have shape-shifting lizard alien DNA to compare it to.
If it doesn't...
You could confirm that she wasn't a human, I guess.
If it doesn't, you know, if it deviates sufficiently from the human genome, then you can just presume it's the shape-shifting lizard, right? I mean, wow, that would be a headline. Hillary Clinton's DNA, significantly different than that of human. But, I don't think that's the case. Why does he do stupid things like this? He just is so silly, this Scarelli guy.
Well, he is kind of, he's not a banker, so he doesn't have absolute protection, but he is pretty much up there. So he's probably used to kind of being able to get away with things. He also, and I mean, I'm speculating, obviously, I don't know the guy, right? This also is clearly a joke to me, because, first of all, he's claiming to have Hillary Clinton's DNA to be able to match it. He's paying $5,000 a hair, which I guess he has to blow, but just seems like a complete joke to me. Regular people do this. Regular people do this on a pretty much daily basis, and I have to explain to people what you can and can't say, or at least how you can and can't say it. He's going to jail because people hate him.
That's right.
People do this on Facebook, not this specifically because this is weird, but make what could be construed legally as threats all day long, and they don't get caught because
no one cares.
Federal judges aren't looking through their Facebook page.
Right. So do you think that this could be legally construed as a threat, kind of this post?
I think that the thing that's going to kill him is that he, or that's going to get him, is that he said, grab a hair from her, and that's what could make it construed as a threat, that phrasing. If he just
grab one of her hairs,
right,
or
then
Should a hair fall to the floor?
Yeah, if he just requested a hair and not specified how to get it, then I think he would be okay. Or he might not be okay, but he would have been legal because the Supreme Court has ruled all day long for at least half a century and probably longer than that, that you have no privacy interest and it is not a violation of you in any way for someone to, and usually they're talking about the cops, but for anyone to go and gather DNA that you have, quote, abandoned.
Yeah.
So that would be completely legal. Now, whether or not you go to jail for it, depends on how much they hate you.
Yeah, it depends on how much you're hated. And Skrelly is among, is that his last name? I think it is. Parma Bro.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm not going to try to pronounce that.
Among the most hated people in America. This is the guy that a few years ago, basically bought some kind of life-saving drug or another and raised the price on it dramatically and just, like, said capitalism or something. And, you know, it just makes people angry. The difficulty with freedom of speech is that you end up defending people who are hard to defend. And this Skrelly guy, look, I'm not saying I want to go out and have a beer with the guy, although, I don't know, sounds like he might be an interesting fella. And I'm not saying I like the guy, because I don't, but I'm you know, forced to defend his right to speech and to, you know, say weird things like he wants Hillary Clinton's hairs and is willing to pay $5,000 a piece for them or something like that. I wouldn't say those things because somebody would be delivering hairs to you and then you...
Well, yeah, especially if you had a following like he apparently does. This has 1,600 reacts, not all likes.
Yeah, 1,600 reacts to a call for Hillary Clinton's hair. I don't know. That's very strange. Anyway, does the article, is he back in jail now as a result?
As of the 14th, he was back in jail because they revoked the bond.
He put $500,000 up.
$5 million.
$5 million is the bond, but you'd have to put up $500,000 to the bail bondsman, or maybe he had $5 million.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends on how it was done. Generally, us folks, we put up 10% to the bail bondsman. I think they keep that in order to put up the $5 million as bond, and then to make sure you get back to jail. What was he bonded out for in the first place? Are you clear on that?
It doesn't say. It made it sound like this underlying assault charge for that post.
I see. Well, like I said, I have to defend the guy's right to say dumb things on Facebook. I feel like there's going to be some kind of evolution from a legal standpoint because of social media. Because people post things like song lyrics, which others don't necessarily know. I mean, if you just put some death metal lyrics up or whatever, and you don't say, buy Cannibal Corpse or whatever, Cannibal Corpse, then you're going to confuse people, especially if I did it, right? Like, I've never put up death metal lyrics before. But suppose I was enjoying some Cannibal Corpse, which I think death metal is the worst of all music. People would be upset by the verbiage that's there. But it wouldn't necessarily be a threat to anybody, right? Like, just because you're...
I can't say anything about that band, so I don't know.
I'm sure that it includes, death to all the innocents on the planet and things like that.
Well, and what I tell people, because I do have some people who keep making threats on different social media instead of saying... Because somebody's actually going to follow through, right? These are not people who are going to follow through. Somebody who's actually that violent, they're just going to go commit violence. They're not going to go on Facebook and talk about committing violence. They're not violent, they're angry. So what I tell people is, and this excludes the president because there are special rules for him, and just stay away from that at all. But if you're mad at any other person in the world other than the U.S. president, don't say what you're going to do to them. Say what you wish would happen to them, or say what they deserve to have happen to them, or say what would make you really happy if it did happen to them. Do not say that you're going to do it.
Well, yeah. probably should just take a few deep breaths and, you know, forget about all those things. But yes, I get where you're coming from. One of them is that'll land you in jail. The others, well, not so much.
Yeah, even though none of them are serious and they all mean the same thing.
The number's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind this live Monday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Ian's out of the off the air tonight. He's off busy running around and doing, I don't know, stuff or something. He'll be fine. Anyway, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. The LRN.FM is the username on Skype. So all you have to do there is go search for the LRN.FM on Skype and send us a request. We'll approve it. You can call in just like Ricky did. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Brother Mark, Sister Melanie, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
How are things in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
They could be better.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a question first off. Now, I was tried to call in the other night, and I actually had a reason for that and wasn't just to recite my rights, and I got dropped. Don't you have a seven-second delay over there?
Yeah.
I didn't find that very funny.
Well, that we have a seven-second delay? How is that related?
Well, I didn't find it very funny that I was dropped.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Daryl dropped you.
Well, here's the problem. I'm going to take care of Daryl next night he's on. When would that be, by the way?
Thursday.
Yeah, I will be taking care of him. But I did want to ask you something personally, if I could.
All right.
Well, I hope I'm not rehashing anything by bringing it up, but I know you've spoken about it a long time ago, and I generally got a very good memory. But I know that you had some difficulty in Florida, and I know Daryl doesn't seem to care about Section 21 when I talk about it. But I was thinking about you, because I mentioned about you in 2016 about that. Now, my question was, first off, what exactly was the charge, and why are you prohibited from carrying a firearm?
In 1988, I was 17 years old. I, through a series of bad choices, ended up in a hotel room where somebody was killed. And I lied to the police about it. I would say in this circumstance that, first, don't talk to police without an attorney. But if you're going to talk to the police without an attorney, don't lie to them. So that was really what went wrong. Once I told a lie, they wouldn't believe anything that I said. And why should they? I lied to them. And I ended up with a second-degree murder charge because the co-defendant there, my friend, decided he wanted to share. Because if he got it all himself, could have ended up with the death penalty.
Okay, so you've got a second-degree murder charge.
That's correct.
How the hell did they figure that? Out of curiosity. You didn't kill anybody.
That's correct. So there's the felony one murder charge. Felony one murder says that essentially if you commit a felony and during the commission of that felony somebody dies, you can be charged with murder. So, for instance, if
you're an accessory.
I think
it's different than an accessory. I think that sounds a lot like felony murder in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Even if you don't actually kill anybody, if you're committing a crime and kind of someone dies during the same time, even if it has nothing to do with you, you're getting a second-degree murder charge.
Yeah.
Well, here's why I was asking, Mark. And I know Daryl doesn't think, and I'm going to deal with him, that it's important, Section 21. But I'm going to tell you right now, okay, I know for a fact, and it was in 2016, and there was a lot of funny business going on because of the crap in Philly, you know. And a gentleman went to court for something. And what happened is, here's the thing. I mean, he had a larceny charge, felony larceny.
Okay.
From before. And the reality is he just mentioned, it had nothing to do with anything really, but it was mentioned in court about carrying a gun. And the judge said, oh, now this was a Commonwealth court judge. Okay. And what ended up happening is he took it to the next level and went to the Supreme Court, and they actually stood up for him and gave a whole discourse on Section 21, I might add, a real good education for the public. Now, this was felony larceny. Now, we're talking Pennsylvania, not Florida. And I made a point here that the Supreme Court's fascinating because they're the only court that I know of can practice all forms of law. I don't know any form of attorney or judge that can hit both Commonwealth and federal and state law. And a Pennsylvanian has to be tried Commonwealth, period. If you go to the Supreme Court, that's good because they're going to have to practice law as a Commonwealth law as a Pennsylvanian. Those rights will be intact. That's what I was trying to explain to Darryl, but he doesn't get it.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't speak
for him. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Well, yeah, if it's a state charge.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if it's a state charge, it sounds like it was appealed to the Supreme Court, so all of the rights in that state you would still retain.
Yeah, but the fascinating thing is with this, like my lawyer, you know, he can only practice Commonwealth law because he's a Commonwealth law lawyer. But the fact of the matter is that don't matter because I would always, if I was ever brought into court, regardless of the level it would be at, they would have to practice Commonwealth law and I would have to be in a Commonwealth court. So you can see how the state and the feds would look at it. You know, so I mean, the state's a little bit funny there.
But I don't know what that has to do with carrying a gun, though. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with carrying a gun. The United States federal government has, laws that say that felons can't carry weapons.
The nice thing is I don't have to listen to the feds. That's the reality.
But then when they come to your house with Bearcats and AKs, it kind of doesn't matter who's right. If it mattered who's right, you'd never have to listen to any law in the first place.
Okay, one quick point before I go. I'm not going to say on the air how, but you know, in fact, you know, we better make this official. I'll put my hat on. Okay?
What?
That being said,
okay,
I could right now say what I would say. Okay, now I wouldn't be bothered ever by a Commonwealth cop, but say a state cop bothered me. Okay.
There are Commonwealth cops if they're state cops?
He wouldn't bother me then. Okay. But say he did bother and I was open carrying. I know exactly what to say and he'll just walk away.
There's magic words to make police officers walk away? Wait, how come you have magic words that make police officers walk away and you're not going to share them on the air?
I wouldn't do that for one reason. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I was trying to say this to Darryl. One of the things that bad people use is they'll use the power that is within the citizenship of a member of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania with the state police. I've had to deal with that.
It's like
myself.
Dark magic. It's the evil side of the force.
Exactly. And unfortunately, you know, this is the same thing with these, you know, Darryl was talking about these 24-hour cameras. And my answer is, if they're going to have cameras, so should we, and vice versa.
You need a camera on your hat. Thanks for the call, Ricky. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's a live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I was going to hand out the studio hotline number. I don't think it would, like, you know, be a real problem or anything. Barely ever use it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Real quick, before we do that, I want to tell you about Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's much more private, easy, fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, at any time with Dash for just pennies on the dollar. And they're lowering fees by an entire, like, 10 times. So Dash is it's a really great choice if you're looking for these new sort of digital currencies that are out there. Dash is great tech. It's decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping to run the Dash network. Join Dash. Help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. It's Dash.org. Let's go to Mark, calling in from Hawaii. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm on Free Talk Live?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I just wanted to say hello. I've been a fan ever since you started.
Okay.
with you.
I think you knew that was coming. Hey, just for those who don't know how radio works, we have what's called a dump button, and it compresses audio for 7 seconds. You don't really notice it because things just go the way things go. Maybe if you have a really finely tuned musical ear, you might be able to tell that the audio's compressed for the first, I don't know, it usually takes a minute or so. But this isn't my first rodeo. I've been doing talk radio for 15 years now or so, and we know when we have some idea when somebody's going to do a prank, especially not a very good prank. Look, you can prank the hosts here.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even really like a thoughtful prank. That's right. Not like a long story with a punchline.
It's right. It didn't sound like the young man had really even, heard that many cuss words. He hasn't lived long enough to hear that many cuss words. So he was impressed by the N-word and the F-word and, there you go. Big, fat, hairy deal. But I'm vamping as my bar's filling up here. Now, I'm completely compressed. During that time, my 7-second delay has now refilled. And you didn't know that it happened. You know why? Because I'm a professional. And that young man wasted his time. There you go. The number, 603-513-2228. Don't waste your or mine time. Let's go to Thistle, calling in from California. Thistle. This will be good.
Hey, how's it going, Mark, Melanie?
All's well.
That's good. I called in, or I didn't call in yesterday because yesterday was a pre-recorded.
Nobody did.
yeah. I apologize. I was listening to the report that they were putting in, and I just had some mentions of minds of what. Like, not too long ago, I went to get some product, and I went to go get the product, and the reason I'm bringing this up was because of the store wouldn't accept dollars.
Oh, we're talking about the Bitcoin shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and you went to the Bitcoin shop and you attempted to buy something?
I didn't go there. I went to get I was producing a product, and I went to go get the product, and they said, we don't accept cash. We only accept money orders or credit cards.
Okay.
So then I left the warehouse, and I went to go get money orders, but there's no place to get money orders. I'm driving down the street just for days, looking for a place to get a money order to get the product that I need. And I understand the reason that they're doing what they're doing.
What is the reason they're doing what they're doing?
The reason they're doing what they're doing is that they don't want to accept the FRNs because they believe that it's not right.
Well, a money order is just a different form of FRNs. It's still a reserve note. It's just in a different form. And
I get that.
Walmarts and post offices sell money orders, so
no,
they should
that.
Be fairly
I,
easy.
I'm aware of that. I was just furious that they wouldn't accept my money and they wouldn't.
It's inconvenient.
I mean?
Are we talking about a regular store that wouldn't accept cash, right?
It was a warehouse producing a product that I needed to produce to get my money.
Their problem is, my guess, this is just me guessing, is they don't want employees getting a hold of cash. They just don't want to deal with all the
I get it. I'm aware of it. And I went looking for, where do I get a money order? And I'm driving around.
I know, it's really inconvenient.
I live in Southern California, and I'm driving around Southern California looking for a money order. I can't get one, right? So I got pissed, and I went back, and I'm like, I have cash. And they're like, and then the manager came out, and the manager was like, what? What do you mean they don't? And he accepted my cash for the deal that I wanted to do.
Interesting. So the employees just didn't want your cash?
Yeah, I guess. And I was like, what I'm saying is that maybe that, like, I have 2 points on this. Is that maybe a too strong a stand? Like, the people that are coming in that want to buy a Bitcoin shirt, you know,
okay.
And they're like, yeah, yep. I want this right now. I got the cash in them, and they're like, nope, we won't accept it. But I know that they got an ATM card or ATM right there that they can produce it in and do it and do whatever. But my last point on this whole thing is that I think Bitcoin is like fire. It's like we want it to warm us and we want it to cook our food, but we don't want it to overwhelm us. We don't want fire is a very, you know, we don't want it to overtake.
It's a diligent servant and a fearful master. I agree with you on that, Thistle. I can see the thanks for the call, by the way. I can see the concern when it comes to digital money, but Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, they're more like cash than they are like some kind of, a trackable digital currency that the government runs. And I think that, opening a shop with the express purpose of trying to educate people on Bitcoin, I can see why the Bitcoin shop chooses to not accept cash, because people would just reach in their pocket, pull it out, and wouldn't learn about this new kind of money. So that's the purpose of it. Anyway, I'm sorry you had trouble with the bad employees. It's hard to find good help, and that's just what it's like being in business. The number, 855-450-3733. Looks like I did give out the office number earlier. 855-450-free. Ian's walking through, chuckling at me. Well, what are you going to do? So what happens when you take the B team and stick them on the main chair. We were talking about this Martin Shkreli guy and his Facebook post about people trying to get hair from Hillary Clinton, but I don't know. Do you think that this might not be some kind of free speech issue? Tell me what your thoughts on it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE .com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE .com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email ad- advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Yeah. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition, it's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you who listen via podcast, please, whatever podcast, I think the term is client that you use, whether it's, you know, iTunes or Stitcher or whatever it might be, please use the opportunity when you get a chance to go there and give us a rating. If you haven't done so already, it really helps sort of boost us in the rankings. They see that sort of thing, and their algorithms bump us up to the top, and then we get more listens, and it's very effective for us. So please do that, and if you're listening on SoundCloud, there's ways to be interactive there. Just be interactive with the program, and we will benefit. So thanks. Checking in on Skype, we've got Stephen calling in from Ohio. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
That would be Stefan.
So, Stefan, gotcha.
It's fine.
Is it the Commonwealth of Ohio?
What?
Is it the Commonwealth of Ohio?
Oh, no, it's just the state of Ohio. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is about 15 minutes from here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I was going to make a comment on Shkreli. Let me just give a little disclaimer. I absolutely adore Martin Shkreli. I think I think he's misunderstood. He's literally the world's biggest troll.
Yeah, well,
and I think he's exposing the system by trolling the system.
I kind of suspected that, but I also think that sometimes I think too optimistically about people's motives.
He's going to have a real chance to expose the system from the inside here shortly.
Yeah, and you had talked about that comment he had made on Twitter about somebody getting Hillary Clinton's hair. And the funny thing is, he never actually told anybody to go get Hillary's hair. He simply said, if somebody has Hillary Clinton's hair or can bring me Hillary Clinton's hair, I will pay you $5,000. Now, it started as a joke.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Well, it started as a joke. You know, basically, he said his reasoning was he wanted to see if she actually was a lizard person or not.
And so it was a lizard person thing. I was right.
Yes. And
it was clearly a joke is what it was.
Yeah.
So why do you think that they would revoke his bail? Do you think they were just looking for any excuse to keep him in jail? Or do you think they had reason to believe people would go and get Hillary Clinton's hair?
I think that his bail, and we did check during a break, he was on bail for securities fraud, not for the original post. I think that they just don't like him and want to revoke his bail, and I think that judges, for some reason, are doing this thing right now where if they don't like things you said, they pretend like you're a threat and revoke your bail, so...
Well, you're an attorney, right?
I have a law degree. I'm not licensed.
Okay.
And I'm definitely not licensed on all states and countries for the radio, but...
Well, let's say you were an active attorney. Do you think anything in that post would give evidence that he wanted somebody to attack Hillary Clinton?
I don't... That being an attorney wouldn't necessarily change my opinion on what the post actually says as far as what they can get away with legally. To revoke bail, you have to prove that he's a threat to the public. Even if you say that this is a threat, it is a threat against a single person, it is a threat against a single, very wealthy, very highly secured person.
You know what the thing with Shkreli is? I used to hate him, too. You know, I looked at it on face value, and I thought, oh, he's screwing a bunch of people over who I understand he's on different charges now. But a lot of, I used to hate him because I thought, oh, he's just screwing people over by jacking up the price of his drug. Are either of you familiar with... Did any of you ever watch his live streams or no?
No. Why would I watch his live streams? I've got a life to live. I'm not going to watch that greasy guy.
What they're doing with him is they're charging him with everything that they charge people. You know, they're gonna charge him with, you know, tax evasion next week. They're charging him with everything that they charge people with who they don't like. They're charging him with securities fraud, and he's not, like, involved in securities. He's rich, so he's, like, owns securities, I assume, but he's not...
Right. At some point, he'll get lying to an FBI agent, which, of course, won't be recorded because the FBI doesn't record. It'll just be some agent saying that he's lied. You know, these sorts of things. You know, dude's going down because he's if you're claiming he's a troll, fine. He's going down as an epic troll. And at some point, he will find out that trolling ain't easy.
He's got a pretty big big rap sheet on how he's actually trolled people. Did you hear about that album he bought?
No.
That he apparently a couple years ago, this band sold him an album and everybody freaked out on him because he bought this $2 million album, of which there was only one copy of, and people decided to hate him for that.
Well, I mean, some people will hate you because you're rich. If you can spend $2 million on something, they will hate you for it. And, you know, that's that. I've had people call in here and be angry with me for, you know, starting hope.freetalklive.com to build a orphanage for, orphans in Jinja, Uganda, for whatever reason. That upsets some people. Why? Because the world's full of crazy a-holes that can't mind their own darn business.
Do you think
Shkreli, hey, you know, Shkreli ought to shut up is what he ought to do.
Well, do you think that maybe the judge is trying to, whoever is trying to get rid of his bond, do you think maybe they're just trying to win popularity points? I mean, they call him the most hated man in America. You think they're just trying to get the public to feel happy that this guy's going to go to jail?
That's likely, especially if this is an elected judge.
The entire legal system is created to protect guilty people. The whole purpose is so that we don't just lynch them. The human animal is a rather unforgiving beast, and once the zeitgeist turns against someone, they're in big trouble. This veneer that we call the judicial system is by no means perfect and will not protect this guy. If he cannot get his autism under control, they will fillet him.
And Martin Shkreli's autistic.
Okay, he just says really inappropriate things at really inappropriate times. No one to shut the F up. How's that?
Well, being autistic, I can tell you that's definitely a symptom.
Well, there you go.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate the perspective.
Thanks, brother. Thanks. Appreciate the call. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Let's go to Scott from Massachusetts. Scott. Whoops. Oh, shoot. I pushed the wrong button. Well, hung up on Scott from Massachusetts. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. I don't feel too terrible about it. I guess I'll continue on here. I got a story from the Free Thought Project where you're going to be outraged. The judicial system didn't work when it came to Martin Shkreli, and it's not going to work on...
Well, no, it did work. It did exactly what it's designed to do.
It's a rather cynical view, young lady. But true. Mesquite, Texas, the Free Thought Project has reported multiple occasions this year. Now, the Free Thought Project is by no means the most unbiased of news sources. I understand that. But they've got this story, and they have all the information I want collected in one area. I usually like to take their sources, but in this case, they've got the best story. Earlier this year, the police were caught on video tasering a young man's testicles and his body until he died. Then, in June, we learned that although the Dallas County District Attorney, Faith Johnson, found that the officers involved had committed a crime during the torture, they cannot be charged. Now, to add insult to the unaccountable injury and death, according to court documents released this week, the cops are defending their tactics, calling the torturous acts that fateful night standard procedure. So last week, Mesquite police officers, and they list them here in case you care, the ones responsible for the death of Graham Dyer asked the judge to dismiss the lawsuit brought against them by Dyer's parents. Now, this is a civil suit. If I could go back in time and have this case, it would be indicted, says Michael Snipes, the first assistant district attorney. The district attorneys would indict these sick, disgusting officers.
Then why didn't they?
Because of the statute of limitations. We would have pursued criminally negligent homicide charges. These charges cannot be brought now, however, because in spite of the family only recently finding out about their son's horrifying death, cops kept the footage of it secret long enough for the statute of limitations to expire.
Yeah, that tolls the statute of limitations. It hasn't been running until they quit hiding the video.
That's what I thought when I read this. Apparently they need a better attorney. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, maybe the prosecutors just don't think they could make that case fly. I don't know the answers. But essentially, they tortured this young man to death with tasers. I mean, it's not police procedures to shoot a man on his scrotum and, you know, just keep on zapping.
Not in the book they released to the public, it's not.
Yeah, right. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.